Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Something to say?
Follow us on Twitter
at TNT Radio Empire
and tweet back. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Slash in the background. We are Mr. Can't Hang because it's a school night. Didn't make the GNR show in Lincoln last night, but a lot of our friends did. We saw a lot of people on the social media. I'm sure it was a great show.
Yeah, I'm looking at the set list here, and it's amazing.
Who opened up for him?
Another band.
Blackstone Cherry, right? Yeah. Somebody said they did, yeah. Or Black... There's two cherry bands
Black
out
Stone
there.
Cherry and there's two cherry bands. Black Smoke something, which is kind of a country
it's
rock
Black
band.
It's Black Stone. They're more southern rock than country rock, right? They're pretty good, actually. They sound like Skynyrd and the Outlaws, things like that.
Yeah, I like their stuff.
I do, too. But
Blackberry Smoke.
That's the band. Are they opened up for them?
I believe so,
The Skynyrd guys.
Yeah.
Look like Skynyrd.
I've heard some of them.
I mean,
stuff.
Old school, rock hippies.
They're good.
Hippie Southern Boys. I love that band. So they opened up for him, So they brought a great rock band with them. Good. Because some bands bring crap with them.
Yeah, and apparently after that, they just blew the roof off for about 2.5 hours.
Was it 2.5 hours?
Yeah.
I mean, Axl showed up on time.
He has been
He's ever since they got back together, he got
you know, the sad part about that band is all the years they wasted where they could have been putting out albums since like 94 until like now they could have been putting out, and I'm not talking Chinese Democracy crap, I'm talking about good full band albums, what they could have done in the past 20 years.
They could have been the second.
They'd had 1,000 more hits.
They could have been the second coming of Zeppelin.
Right. Easily.
You know?
Yeah. But, they're back together now.
But you had to dwell on your personality conflicts.
Well, one guy. Just one guy.
Yeah.
Axl destroyed the band. But they're back together.
That's all it takes is one guy to destroy the band.
Right.
Yeah, if it's the right guy.
Well, the guy that owned the rights to the name.
Well, that's how he wanted all the rights, and they said, nah. Yeah.
Well, then they signed off on it. They all signed off on it because they didn't care. They wanted to keep playing, and then he started dumping guys. I was reading an article about them the other day. Started watching a documentary about Oasis, too, on Netflix. The problem is it was a British documentary, so they don't give you any subtitles. And those guys, when they start talking,
you got to hit the closed caption button.
I know. Yeah. I don't know where it's at. My daughter uses that for some reason, but I don't know where it's at. I got to find that. I'm going to go back and watch it. I got about 45 minutes into it. I'm thinking, man, dudes, knowing Liam there, I don't know what the hell you're talking about.
If you figure out the closed captioning, go back and watch that Belfast season of Sons of Anarchy, too.
Oh, yeah.
It'll all make sense now.
Gave us a tip to hit the closed caption because they had real Irish accents in that season. It was undecipherable.
These guys are British. The Oasis is not Irish at all. They're British guys, and they're just hardcore, man. Your dad would probably go, what? I haven't been there since 58. I don't know what the hell they're talking about.
I know someone who's watching a show on Netflix now. It's called Peaky Blinders.
Yeah,
not the
I heard
point.
It's a great show, yeah.
It really is, but it is set in England in the early 1900s, and they watch it with the closed captioning on.
I said,
why do you do that? Well, I don't understand half of it.
Is it that Cockney accent? What kind of British accent? Because there are several. There's not just
either
one.
Either way,
isn't necessarily Cockney.
It's old school, man, and you can't understand. Well, new school, you really can't understand it.
Yeah, that's the key, is just remember to hit the closed caption.
Right.
And then the other part is to find out where it is.
I don't know where it's at. I swear I don't know where it's at.
It's the one that says CC.
On all of them?
Yeah. Yeah. CC is closed captioning.
You say CC on my Netflix, Netflix thing?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, there's a setting for that. You can probably turn on a
single button. And it wouldn't be for your Netflix. It would be on your television. It would be your television remote control, not your cable.
There might be an audio setting within Netflix that will turn on the subtitles.
Yeah. Well, then you'd probably have to go to a settings.
Might be
a little bit of work.
But I don't want it for everything. It bugs the hell out of me when I can understand crap.
Well,
yeah, that's why that button is there, so you can hit it again.
But for the Oasis documentary, you have to go back and watch the first 45 minutes again and see if I can understand it.
Well, you missed half of it.
Yeah. I did, totally.
Craig is right.
Every third word.
Yeah, when that closed captioning appears and you don't want it, you hit the button again, and then it goes away.
Right.
That's the key to that.
That's what I found, anyway.
Yeah, it's on and off.
I'll use it for music sometimes. When you're curious.
To what they actually say.
Well, yeah, what are they actually saying? I mean, yeah, I may or may not like this song, but what are they saying? I've got no clue.
Right.
I can't even pick out the hook. Oh, that's it.
Yeah.
Yeesh.
I turn on the closed captioning on the TVs at the gym so I can read the TV while I'm listening to the music
in
my ears to just completely distract myself.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, that's sensory overload there.
I don't like to do cardio.
You're listening.
What time did that GNR show end last night?
It's probably 10:30, 11 o'clock, I bet.
We'd have to talk to somebody who...
We talked to a lot of people that were there, I'm sure.
He's just waking up now.
Yeah. Well, and they were just in Wichita, too, about a week before that.
They did Wichita linemen again last night.
Did they really?
Yeah. Apparently,
I probably forgot where they were. you walk into an arena and you just see everything, you know.
They do throw in a few covers throughout the set. They did the Seeker from the Who and a few other cover songs.
I got up on stage 100 years ago. Oh, and am I allowed to say that anymore? Okay, it was 5 years ago. No, it wasn't. And I was bringing on who was it?
Shinedown?
It wasn't Shinedown, but it was an arena. It was Hershey Arena in Pennsylvania. It was a big, big band. And I'm on stage to bring on the opening band. And, God, I wish I remember who it was.
Kid Joe.
Somebody like that. But that's not the point. The point is the main monitors were up for both bands. And I think it was... God, I want to say it was Alice Cooper maybe back in the day, maybe 87, 88. I was like five, whatever. And it said Hershey written on the monitor real low. And I thought,
that's how these guys do this.
Thank you, Hershey. So I remember distinctly when Alice Cooper went on, and there's probably, 8, 10, 15,000 people at the show. I'm in the crowd, I'm looking down, I'm thinking, and I heard him, I see him go, "Hey, Hershey!" I'm thinking, "Hey, you don't know where
you're at." He's cheating.
And ever since then, I've seen that a few other times over the years about bringing on bands.
Right.
And I would do that, too.
They
don't know,
Mike is...
But doing a whole song called Wichita Lineman, not in Wichita, is just dumb.
He was at the GNR show last night.
What time the show end, buddy?
I knocking on heaven's door started playing, and that's when I left, and it was about 11:15.
Oh, 11:15.
And they still had, I thought about six songs left after that.
Man.
So I'm guessing it was rounding out around 11:45 midnight.
Man, that's a late show.
It looks like there were five. There was one more in the main set after that, and then four in the encore.
Then four in the encore.
Yeah.
Any idea what time they finally took the stage?
It was early for them. It was 10 to 9.
Oh. 10 to 9. But it played 2.5 hours, you said, Push, right? So what were the four songs? What were the five songs you missed there?
Night Train closed the main set, and then Patience.
Yep.
Patience, Madagascar, The Seeker from The Who.
Oh, man.
And Paradise City ending
the
encore.
The Seeker. I didn't know they did that, man.
Well, and then I think they also did a cover of Black Hole Sun. I don't know if they did that.
It's not listed on the set list
night,
here,
but... okay. And Axel, he needs to retire.
You think his voice was there?
He was singing in falsetto.
Oh, it was dire notes. Yeah.
Well, yeah, and he's fat as F.
He's what?
Fat as F.
I thought he lost weight compared to what he was.
He did lose weight, but not enough.
Well, he's not Vince Neil fat, is he?
No. Only Vince Neil's not fat.
Yeah. I would say a little more because I think he was wearing like maybe a double XL to hide the belly. But I talked to so many people that were disappointed with just the band sounded fantastic.
Yeah, though. Yeah. It's tough to keep that kind of voice as you get older. That's a tough voice to sing in your whole life. All right, man. Thanks. Appreciate it. No, the photos I saw, he's not near as big as he was.
No, like I say, nobody's Vince Neil fat.
No, nobody is. That's yeah.
I mean, except for Vince Neil.
Yeah. Vince Neil is walking around regular guy fat.
Yeah, he is.
He's not just rock star fat. Because it's tough to be rock stars, you've got to be really skinny. I mean, last time I was hanging out with Brett, you know, he still just stays skinny as hell, man. Yeah.
But it takes a lot of work.
Oh, it's a lot of work for him.
A lot of work.
Because a lot of those rock stars were skinny when they were younger. I mean, Axl was a skinny-ass guy, just like Brett was. But Brett, you're going to gain a certain amount of middle-aged weight, but not Brett. He keeps it off. I don't know how he does it.
I think he works at it.
Yeah.
Daily.
Like every day.
Oh, it's definitely daily.
Oh, yeah. When you're not drug-addled,
right.
It's much more difficult to keep the weight off.
Exactly. And you're not in your 20s doing, like you said, drug addled in your 20s, you can keep the weight off.
Because you only have a meal every third day.
And all those dudes back in the day, because even, you know, because we were, I was the age of those guys too, and I was never that skinny because you still lived the life where you ate.
We did.
And you weren't on stage drinking like, you know, we all saw the dirt. Those guys were all skinny as hell, and they drank like fish.
Yeah.
But you didn't eat much. And you coked up a lot.
Yeah. A lot.
Yeah.
Drug addled.
But doing The Seeker, that'd have been great.
Yo, Who song?
It's one of my favorite Who songs, yeah.
Yeah, that was in the encore.
Yeah.
Drug addled. Yes, yep. Todd. Drug addled.
That guy must have one of those kind of jobs you got to go to. You know, they assume that, I mean, most people that have jobs that can take off just take off the day after a concert. But most of us don't have that. We don't have that.
You can only take so many days off after a concert.
I know.
Yeah, I was thinking about going to that.
Once again, that show should start at 7. Yeah. I mean,
5.
Now 5:30.
Well, the opening act at 5.
Yes.
Yes.
I was bitching at my wife. Not at her, but about.
To.
Yeah, to her.
About her.
About Columbus Day, because we couldn't figure out why we didn't get any mail on Monday.
Yeah, that's what it was.
Tuesday, we finally figured out,
Indigenous People Day. Yeah, I walked to the mailbox on Monday, too.
Yeah, I stopped at the mailbox.
And I cursed the Indians.
National holiday, and apparently a lot of the banks were closed, thought we were now in the era of 24-7, because, you know, when I walk into the grocery store, there's a bank right there, and it's open till 6:30, 7 o'clock at night. I thought banker's hours were the thing of the past, and I said, freaking bankers, and she used to be a banker. So she kind of defended them.
No, the banking hours are asinine.
Yeah. Well, then I said, this is coming from a guy who takes a 3-day weekend every once in a while just because he wants to.
Yeah.
Just because he's earned it.
Yeah, but somebody's here.
So,
banks are closed. Yeah. Radio's always open. Banks are closed.
Even then, it's the main branches that get closed. The,
right.
Right. The satellite.
The others seem to be open.
Yeah, the satellite branches seem to be like the ones in the grocery store, they seem to be open.
Guys, we have got to do better. 1 in 4 young women on college campuses across America report being sexually assaulted.
Jesus.
We've got to do better, guys. The national study, and that means fewer, the national study of undergrads surveyed over 18,000 students at dozens of schools. 3 California universities took part. There were alarming stats at one school. Nearly a third of the women at USC said they've been sexually violated during their undergraduate years.
Don't walk into a frat party.
You know, I'm guessing this happened years ago,
too. Oh, it did. It totally did.
It just wasn't reported.
It totally did.
Or they didn't recognize it as sexual assault.
It was, but nobody reported it.
It was defined a little differently then. There was no focus on it.
Right.
Now it's finally come to people's attention that, this is wrong.
It is wrong and hurtful. Air Canada says that they will opt for more gender-neutral terms during onboarding announcements. The term everybody.
There's only 2 genders.
They're going to use the term everybody.
My life's not affected by it at all.
Instead of ladies and gentlemen.
But I have to be outraged.
Did you see the... CBS Sunday Morning bit on the trans kids.
Oh, I haven't watched that yet.
No. Heartbreaking for a lot of these kids because people are dicks.
Yeah, why do people care?
Because they're bigots. That's why.
Yeah, but
homophobes, yeah. Bigots, old bit. That's why.
Do you have to announce that?
They do now. Now they can.
Do you have to let everybody around you know that you're a homophobe
now,
and a bigot?
Now you can.
Because you know you're in good company?
Yep. Because you got a leader that tells you that.
Well, and are you going to tell me that I cannot express myself? You can't, that right. I can't express my feelings?
Take away rights for
thoughts,
people. Take
wants,
away rights for
and
people.
Desires.
Yeah. I'm
just expressing myself. Right. How are you going to tell me I can't express myself?
You got a penis, you're a dude who I might like.
that's how they talk.
Yeah, that's talk to the tape.
That's how the big. I was my bigot character.
Right. Well, that's not how they talk. You're internalizing that.
Oh yeah, no. Yeah. They say it out loud though sometimes.
No.
Those bigots.
I don't think they say it
those
out
homophobes.
Loud.
Homophobes. Yeah.
They don't say how much they desire another man out loud. Out loud, they say how much they hate those people.
But I like to be with them.
And then in the company of other men.
Yes.
Their imagination.
The Pences of the world.
The imagination.
The Mike Pences of the world.
It just runs wild. Oh, what I could do to him.
A new study is linking male marijuana use to miscarriages. According to the Boston University School of Public Health.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't talk about it a lot, but I had a couple.
Yeah.
When I was younger.
According to the Boston University School of Public Health,
the women have
miscarriages related to frequent male pot use.
And Adam lived, by the way.
Tended to occur within 8 weeks of conception. Data was gathered from more than 1,400 couples in the United States and Canada. About 8% of the men said that they used pot at least once a week. The Boston University researchers, morons,
a lot of them.
Said nearly 19% of couples who conceived reported a miscarriage.
But Billy and Timmy did not.
Billy and Timmy did not. You're absolutely right.
And I never really talked about
morons, it. Morons, a lot of them.
The Hartford Courant is reporting on 34-year-old Anna Lindo. She's facing an assault charge after she bit off the tip of a man's middle finger.
Oh, at least it was a finger.
The tip. Just the tip.
Posted videos to Facebook.
Was she sucking on it all sexy, then bit it?
I don't think so. She posted videos to Facebook bragging about it, showing off the severed fingertip on Facebook. Police later recovered the fingertip when her mom called police to say that she'd found the fingertip in the center dashboard of the car that her daughter had been driving.
She's a freak, man.
Police took the fingertip to the hospital, but were told it could not be reattached.
How? Was it
the
a boyfriend?
Victim told police that he was walking to a restaurant and lounge when he heard a car horn sounding. He then saw Ms. Lindo walking toward him with a brick in her hand.
Does he know her?
The two struggled, and the victim told police that he tried to get the brick away from Lindo. The victim's wife came out of their nearby home, and Lindo fled. The victim then felt pain in his right hand, realized the tip of his middle finger was missing. The case is classified as domestic violence because Lindo had at one time been in a relationship with the man.
Yep, crazy Surprise. Bitch shows up, pissed off, he's with somebody else.
He told police that Ms. Lindo had been stalking him and his wife. She was generally uncooperative with police.
Lifetime movie.
Taken to the hospital for a mental health evaluation.
She bit his finger off.
Just the tip.
You know, he's thinking about getting back together with her, too. That's what happens when chicks are crazy like that. You're thinking, maybe she was the one. She bit my finger
Maybe
off.
She's right.
Maybe she's right. I should be with her.
Yeah. Oh, there's some guys that...
I'd trust other things in her mouth for sure.
I miss crazy.
No, you... Well, they're good in the sack. Craig's right about that.
Everybody's right about that. Not just me.
Yeah, but that's where I heard it last. Not first.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.